The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. Not just any Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. From a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. And a cast of thousands. The whole crew's here on Thanksgiving as well?
Yeah, we got the whole regular crew, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Hit me with a gobble, Isaiah. It's a Thanksgiving-based show today. We got football. We got bets we're thankful for. We got turkey noises. We got everything, Gil.
How many of those turkey noises do you think we're going to hear on this show in 2 hours? Give me a total.
I don't really know. You know what? You know what? How, you know what? I directed Isaiah on with it today. I said, Isaiah, you fire whenever you feel appropriate until I tell you it's too much and we should dial it down.
Is that an actual soundtrack of a turkey gobbling, or is that Isaiah who was in a recording booth just spewing that out?
That's right. You had to go to the audio booth yesterday to record that.
And he's just pressing.
I was like, just make it sound as much like a turkey as possible.
I think he should do them all live. He'll do it live.
He'll do it live.
We're already at two, by the way, if you're counting. Good to be here on Thanksgiving. Kelly and I, listen, here's the thing. We're like, vacation? Are you kidding me? There's football. There's three football games.
Man. We got things to say.
Kelly's like, one show? I'll do two. Kelly does another show later in the day. Best bets.
Oh, two. It's a special episode today, too.
Really?
What
are y'all doing?
Special episode. If you've watched a numbers game over the past couple years.
Oh, you're talking about this show is a special game.
No. I'm talking about Big Bets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But if you've watched a numbers game, listened to a numbers game over the past couple years, and you're like, I love everything about that show except for Gil Alexander.
Yes.
Well, we got the fix for you today. Big Bets coming up later today. Me and Jeff Parles, we take you through 2 hours of live NFL action and a bunch of other stuff.
It was like McCollum the other day talking about a human nature show and about Fiddler on the Roof. Same sort of thing. It's inside
exactly.
joke. Really can't talk about it. I feel like everything about this show, if we just get rid of that. That's how I had an ex-girlfriend who bequeathed me a cat once. This is years, decades ago. And
Hold it up right there. This was like a breakup and you got the cat and you didn't want the cat?
I didn't want the cat. She left the cat behind. But the cat used to look at me. And the cat, honestly, if it had a thought bubble, was like, I could just get rid of this guy.
Why are cats always looking like that? You know, that's one of the biggest reasons I don't like cats. They look at you.
He does feed me, though, and periodically cleans out my litter box, so I'll keep him.
It's like cats are cursing you out when they look at you.
Oh, they're the worst. I mean, for those of you who love cats, I don't mean that, but for me, they are. Anyway, let me just go back to yesterday. First of all, on the show today, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted Crackman, on Thanksgiving in studio. How about that?
Hey, same thing for him, right? He's like us. He's a gambler.
He's a gambler.
There's things to gamble on.
And a little later on, bets that we are thankful for in the year 2022, bets that we have made, bets that we still have in pocket as well, but really thankful for the bets that we've made all calendar year. Because if you've forgotten, oh, what a year it has been on this show.
And I guess they're all futures.
They were,
futures.
Yeah, we're not talking about daily bets.
I was impressed you were able to dig up as many futures as you were.
Because the futures we sort of lived with for a long time.
Yeah.
The daily ones come and go. By the way, how about Pepperdine, may I just say?
What happened? Yeah, I have no idea what the result was.
Yeah, they lost by a million.
Oh.
They were up 14, speaking of daily bets, they were up 14-12. And they were outscored the rest of the way. I want to get this right.
Did you talk some trash, though, when they were up 14-12?
No. Well, I did.
You should have.
When Will Hill texted me something, I was like, oh, you think they're intimidated by that team?
There you go.
Will then this morning, who says to me, goes, what a bad beat that was last night. UCLA, 100-53 was the final. So after leading 14-12, UCLA outscored Pepperdine by the score of 88-39. Is that good?
No. That is not good.
That will not be one of the bets we're thankful for.
Yeah.
They were outplayed. They were out-rebounded. They were the turnover battle. They were just out-experienced. They were out-everything. Not ready for primetime yet. So that one goes by the wayside. Now, here's what we don't know, but I sent this to you, Kelly. Hit the draw again this morning on Uruguay and South Korea, which more than made up for that.
Good for you.
So it's just been a draw fest here. And I wasn't going to bet the draw at 8 a.m., a little less than an hour from now, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, but I'm feeling frisky. Might do that again. We'll see. Got 55 minutes to decide.
I don't know. I feel like there is always, coming from a non-soccer bettor, I just feel like there's always value on the draw because everybody's
too.
Always picking a side, right? They just want to see a side win.
Unless it's Spain-Costa Rica where we laid the two goals on Spain. Yeah, I just think it's take a flyer on each.
So it continues my bad World Cup betting, though, because I do have them to a longer shot, Uruguay, to win the group. So a draw, not good for me.
I do have that as well, courtesy of Paul Carr. Yeah. That is correct. Well, didn't think about that. So here's the John Legesa will join us as well. He'll bring some energy to the Thanksgiving Day show. But I'm very much looking forward to that thankful bets from 2022.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Because it has been awesome. And we tend to forget how awesome it has been.
It was fun going back through.
Yes.
Some. You're totally right. You forget. It's funny how quickly you forget about some. And, yeah, going back through some of my golf ones was a lot
of fun. It's incredible.
It was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. So we'll get into that. First of all, a couple of football news and notes from yesterday. This happened during the show yesterday where the Jets benched Zach Wilson. Or it happened during the Megapod or did it happen during a numbers game? I can't even remember. But the Jets.
Man, I don't remember either. It was right around that time, though.
Yeah, they benched Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson apologizing now to the Jets for his postgame comments from Sunday where he didn't take response. Hey, do you think, you know, you let the team down? Nope. Sure didn't. Jets now 6-point favorites on the news. This one climbs with Zach Wilson out. Have we seen the last of Zach Wilson with the Jets?
Wow, so we finally did. That number finally did come up here. Because yesterday it was still kind of staying at 4.5.
That's right. Remember when the news first broke, some took it off the board. That's right. It did happen on a numbers game.
Yeah, that's right.
Some took it off the board. Now it's at 6. But there is a Justin Fields issue, too, right?
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. You don't know how much is influenced by which quarterback, right?
That's correct. You don't know.
The Zach Wilson one, is it the last we've seen of him? I don't think it's the last we've seen of him. But, you know, is he on maybe strike 2 of strike 3? Yeah, probably.
Eric Eager, our buddy from Super Sports, seems to think that is the end of him, based on rookie contracts, based on a whole bunch of other stuff.
Look, they are one of those teams that they've got, you know, youth in the right pieces you want youth at as far as the offensive weapons, right? You got a good defense.
He was the weak link, man.
He's the weak link, and they're a perfect team for a guy like a Jimmy Garoppolo next year, right?
Drew said it yesterday on the show. You know, typically if you draft somebody number 2 at quarterback and it fails – as a GM, your lifespan is diminished, but they've done so well with all the other picks and all the surrounding parts that they can almost overcome this. Mike White gets the start for the Jets on Sunday.
And I really like Robert Saleh, too. I think he's a good coach. I don't want to say great yet. I think he's a good coach. I think the way he's handled things with that franchise, turning them from a you know, kind of a punching bag in the AFC East to a legit contender this year in that division, at least for a minute or two. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. I think the way he's carried himself, I think he's probably upset with the way he handled himself on Sunday too, along with Zach Wilson. And, you know, I think that's why he rectified things as quickly as possible early this week.
Aaron Rodgers confirming that his right thumb is broken. Was that out there that he was confirming it?
No, it was never confirmed. You know, you've probably seen him in games. He's got it taped up. He's had it taped up since week 5. So this happened in week 5 when he broke it. It was at the end of a game. He was throwing a Hail Mary or something, and he hit a helmet or something like that. But, yeah, he's had it kind of taped, and in a lot of games have focused in on that. Like, is there something wrong here? It's all taped
up. I've seen that.
And he's never said anything.
But we've never said anything out loud. And so he's still playing. He's playing against the Eagles. By the way,
he's still playing.
Eagles down to a 6.5-point favorite now.
Yeah, he's still playing. Gil, a couple things that I read was that, yeah, hey, it's broken. I've played through it. It's not affecting my play any more than it did in week 6. So I'm still playing.
So yesterday we had Joe Pita on, was very well received. Joe Pita's sort of annual appearance talking about Circus Survivor and how those that are still alive going into Thanksgiving Day, which is his own week at Circus, 74 entries out of 6,133 remain today, and how folks might optimally play that. And we broke it down, who had both the Bills and Cowboys available today, who didn't have either. Joe thought it was going to go even split, like 32-31. He said in favor of the Bills to the Cowboys. Here's what ended up happening. The Bills, 41 of the 49 people that had them available, 49 entries that had them available, 41 went with the Bills, 21 went with the Cowboys, 36 had them available. 9 Vikings, 3 Patriots. So 41-21, 9-3. And remember the big thing that Joe was talking about yesterday. If you knew that you were going to be the only one who was going to be on the Patriots, that's the most optimal way to play it. Obviously, you don't know that going into it. And if it were more than 2, probably not. It ends up being 3.
So right in that gray area, probably, of whether you're happy or not.
So, and then there were four people who have two entries each. So it's not 74 different people. It's four people have two entries remaining. And of those four, what ended up going down was that, and I want to get this correct, is that, first of all, five people still have both Cincinnati and the Rams available for the $1 million bonus of the 74. And then of the four remaining entries, the enemy within did not have the ability to split and use one on the Bills and one on the Cowboys, the two big favorites today. They used both on the Bills. I'm the Man and Santa Rosa did split Bills-Cowboys, but El Loco decided to go Bills-Bills. How about that?
Okay.
So there's that. And now here's the big one. So if you're doing the math, we'll go back to the other page, and this is what I really wanted to get to. So of the remaining 74, 12, as we talked about yesterday, 14 had used Buffalo, but not Dallas. 14 had, no, let me get to the one. I want to get to the one that is correct here. Now I'm getting my numbers crossed here. Okay. Essentially what you had was, 11 have used both Buffalo and Dallas. This is it. 11 of the remaining 74 had used Buffalo and Dallas, so they couldn't. You will notice that 12 ended up on the Vikings and Patriots. So the 11 who couldn't use them obviously didn't use the Bills or the Cowboys. So there was one person
who chose,
and it's KOTB4. They chose, while having the ability to pick Dallas, they chose to play the New England Patriots. So KOTB4, shout out to you for playing it that way. John Legesa next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. To start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada, whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the house. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kev, getting a little tussle with John Legesa on the phone there. Is everything okay? We're all right? Is he ready to go?
I was trying to set things up last minute.
Okay. Is it ready or not yet ready?
Oh, we got John ready.
Holiday. Take your time. John Legesa, everybody, from Mayo Media Network. Of course, writes for The Athletic, does baseball and football with them. Good morning to you, John, and happy Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, everybody. Gil, imagine how scrambled I get when things are frantic. Oh, my goodness. Kelly, love you, man.
Me too, buddy.
Thank you.
Glad you can join us on Thanksgiving.
That's three on the gobble. All right, John. First of all, let me just ask you this. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going over to a friend's house? You guys do your own Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
It's family all the way. We try and see as many people as we can. You know, you only go around this carousel so many times. And though I am wearing a button-down shirt, I assure you there are sweatpants underneath.
Well, that's good to know. It's good to know. We were all wondering. All right, well, let's start with the first game. Nothing for you in the first game between Buffalo and Detroit? Nothing at all?
Well, yeah, it's not nothing at all. I think the line is proper. To be honest, I'm a little worried about the Bills, in particular with the cover. Not because they're not good, just because as of more recently, and I don't know if it's the UCL, I don't like to lean on that stuff without definitive information, we've seen Buffalo take their foot off the gas, which is what's made them one of the few teams worthy of paying for the big cover, something we know is not really happening. So I think I'm just going to eat during the first one.
All right, that's a 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Pacific start, 30 minutes after we get off the air here. Soccer on one screen, our football on another. What a day. All right, and then it's the Cowboys and the Giants. Obviously, the traditional Detroit and Dallas home games remain throughout our lifetime, that's for sure. And so the Cowboys now are 10-point favorites against the Giants. You do have a play here. What are you doing? It's a prop.
Yes, just like I said, I'm avoiding the big covers for a reason. I love the Danny Dimes rush prop. It's an alt prop, so it's 50 yards, 50, at plus 205. You know, I absolutely love that. Let's start with the Dallas run D. That would be the only kind of weakness in the armor. So expect the Giants to go after it. Minus 4.3 defensive rush EPA per snap. That's bottom five. 105 rush yards a game. 5.25 yards per carry. This is the last four games. They're also near the bottom in yards before contact per rush, meaning they're allowing ball carriers space before they get to them. The Cowboys play a lot of man defense. They're also in the number one in the league last four in pressure rate. That's top five. Both of those things lend themselves to QB runs, right? Man coverage sometimes has the defense turn their back, and then also pressure coming into the backfield forces a running QB, especially Danny Dimes, when he's dangerous, and the Cowboys will be looking at Saquon. So I'm a little surprised at the odds here, and also to Barkley. You know, he got that uber mega workload, right? 35 carries against Houston. Then after that, it was 17 touches for only 35 yards. And now we're on short rest. So the expectation of going back to the mega workload really doesn't jive with me. Dimes has gone over that 50 yards 4 of 10 times. And one of them was against these Cowboys. He went for 79 for all the reasons that I mentioned, right? The heavy pressure kind of flushing him out, then putting a spy on Barkley, then countering the other way and having Danny Dimes take the back door. So give me that plus 50 rush yards, especially at the plus 205. I love that. I think we get this one early.
Giants offensive line depleted as well. That probably informs this wager,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the nightcap here, which is the Vikings and the Patriots. Vikings 2.5-point favorites. You have a thought here as well. A team total, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I got a good one for you. And Gil, this is something really, this goes back to our work together in baseball and trying to make that proper move, right? The subsequent move that counterpunch to changes in environments, in particular offense, right? In baseball, we saw scoring come down and we had to make changes. Football was seeing scoring come down, and therefore I think we have to make changes. One of the things you have to do is avoid the big covers. The other thing I have to think you have to do is avoid these large kind of prop tickets, because 8, 9, 10 guys are not getting there in a single game. You know, part of why I've been so successful in betting outside risk management are these pivots. So let's get into it. It's a team total, Minnesota under 22.5. You know, I was screaming on this very show about the Jets last week. I didn't end up taking the Jets. I did take the under New England team total. So I'm trying to lean into strong analysis. Remember, the trend is our friend. All right, right. This starts at the left tackle position for the Vikings. Christian Darrisaw is a top three left tackle in the league. The problem with offensive linemen is no one can name them or even knows when they're out. If I told you a star on any team was out from a skill position, everybody would know about it. Christian Darrisaw is out. We're not hearing it. His backup allowed 7 sacks last week. Wow. And they've allowed 54% pressure rate since he's been out at that position. I mean, Cousins under pressure has been terrible. 52 for 143, 4-3. That's a 42% completion rate for you math nerds out there. 6.3 YPA and a negative 0.2 EPA per snap. Those are all pretty bad. Justin Jefferson is dealing with a turf toe. He doesn't have a designation, but I doubt he's 100%. That injury lingers and is easily re-aggravated. And then the Patriots D last four is just, gosh, I was rubbing my eyes. I had to double check these notes. Gil, less than 8 is the last 4, because I think defensive metrics should be gauged in 4-game windows. Less than 8 points a game, 204 yards for 3.6 yards per play. Opponents have a 16-yard per drive, less than 2 minutes per drive, are only scoring on less than 13% of drives. I mean, just across the board. They're top 5 in EPA per dropback, opposing passer rating, pass yards per game, running yards per game, running back per yards per carry. It's just ridiculous. Belichick has all the pieces he wants. He did what we saw him do about a decade ago, which is score on defensive players in the draft. We're seeing them take off. I don't have the confidence in the New England offense to look for that cover, like I said, but I feel very, very confident that they keep Minnesota below. It's only 22.5, so we even get that third touchdown. So I'm into it. Give me the Patriots to sit on the Vikings offense, mission Christian Darrisaw and a not-so-great Christian Cousins, under 22.5 for me.
The only follow-up I would have to that, or the only follow-up question I would have to that is, and I understand everything about Darrisaw being out and how that obviously manifested last week against the Cowboys defense, the Patriots defense has been awesome. Does it worry you at all in your analysis that the Patriots have not exactly played the murderer's row of opposing quarterbacks? Does that factor into this at all? Does that give you pause?
I'm going to say no. You know, not that competition doesn't matter, but it's almost contradictory to what I was just saying, right? If we're here talking about not being able to look for covers because of the, I don't know if you want to call it an increase of parity or the, you know, closing of the gap, anybody could win on any given day. We're seeing upsets all the time, and we don't go back and say, well, you know, competition didn't matter then. Everyone's really close. You beat who you got on the schedule. I think four games speaks really loudly. And to be honest, I mean, the Patriots defense, those stats are, it's not like they're bad on the season as well. They're a leader, you know, top three in points allowed per game. That's below 17, 302 yards per game. That's top five, 0.16 EPA, defensive EPA per snap. That's, I think that's top in the league. I mean, it's a top three defense. It's a top three defense. Minnesota, I mean, I don't like to just jump on these teams as fraudulent because of records. I think in order to win these games, you've got to come up with the big critical plays. And that's what, you know, separates the wheat from the chaff. That being said, you can't lose a Pro Bowl left tackle, see the impact we've seen, and then expect anything different. I think that's a definition of insanity. So I'm going to look to stick, again, with the trend, whether or not I'm right or wrong, I like to be consistent. So I'm going to stick with it. And until Minnesota shows me that they could block anybody, I'm gonna smash the under.
All right, John Legace, Daniel Jones, 50-plus rushing yards, about plus 205. That's where he got it. Shop around. And the Vikings team total under 22.5 today. Some Thanksgiving plays to ponder. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks so much, man. Happy holidays.
You
know, I'm thankful for you, Gil.
Thankful for you. John Legace always brings it on the show.
Appreciate
it, man. My man. It's been a great instant offense to the show. You can follow him on Twitter at John Legace, L-A-G-H-E-Z-Z-A. Again, the quarterbacks of the Patriots have faced recently Ellinger, Wilson, Fields, preceded, by Brissett and Goff. Those are the last five quarterbacks they've faced. So we'll see. We'll see what gives here with Derrick versus Darisaw. Now, by the way, we have this Bets Giving thing happening here at VSiN, which begins today, and we had to make one play in Bets Giving today, and we had to make a play in the USA England soccer game tomorrow. We had to put those bets in yesterday. By the way, we got a tweet, Kelly, that says your other show, you know, the one without me, you didn't get those in on time. At least it's not in the newsletter.
Yeah, I just fired a text to them all. Might have been some confusion on our end.
They're done. That's what you get when you have a show, but not with me. Okay, so we decided, Kelly and I, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong here, Kelly, we were debating today between Minnesota, Dallas. You like Minnesota, I like Dallas.
Yep.
And what we settled on was the Giants total touchdowns under 1.5, because we were getting the plus 135 on that. Giants banged up, some rumors about an illness, so we decided on that. And then tomorrow, USA England, we're going draw, baby.
We're going draw. 1-1? 1-1 draw. You should have just made it exact.
No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't have. We'll just sound genius whichever draw happens. All right, it begins today. Bets Giving, everybody participating. Well, everybody except for the other show, Kelly, apparently. We'll come back. What bets are we thankful for this year and beyond? Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, Black Friday's tomorrow. We got a Black Friday deal with VSiN. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. With VSiN Pro access, you get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports. Plus, our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, it's a limited time Black Friday offer. Those who sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin is here as well. You're staring at me. What's going on?
Does Black Friday still exist? Like, do people still line up outside of Best Buy?
They do.
Really?
Oh, first thing in the morning? People love a deal, man.
I know, but I feel like nobody even goes into those stores, period, anymore.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, but I know I don't. I sit at home and order everything online.
It's so foreign to you and me, right? But there's people who still do it, I'm sure.
Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thanksgiving, in case you trapped under a heavy object, didn't know that. And so we took the opportunity today, we decided we'd take the opportunity to express our thanks for all the wonderful bets that we've made in the calendar year of 2022, and the ones that we're thankful for that we have in pocket that could cash or look good anyway moving forward.
And yes, it's very self-serving. These are the things we are thankful for ourselves for
making.
I
don't think it's self-serving. I'll tell you why. Because I think it's a good exercise for everybody to go back and actually say, oh, yeah, that's right. I did hit all these bets this year.
Go back and review what you got right and what you got wrong, right? We talk about that
right.
all the time.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk about the ones we're thankful for. That's for sure. Do we have any music here or are we just do it?
No, we just got gobbles that are going to randomly jump in between. Okay,
that's not annoying or anything. All right, so this has been a boon on this show, any which way you slice it this year. And let's go back to the Iga Świątek flurry. Remember, Ashbody retired, and so it was just an Iga bet fest, and she cashed at Indian Wells. This is back in the springtime on hard courts in Southern California. Had her at plus 750 four different times, plus 480. Started with her, once again, remember, the girl that we were ahead of before the 2020 French Open. That one human being has made me more money over time than perhaps all other bets combined.
It's so glorious.
It continued with the Miami Open. Iga at plus 450 four times, plus 350 two times, plus 200, plus 180, minus 107, cash all.
Boom.
And then Iga at the French, plus 450 three different times. Bingo, bango, bingo. And so this is really, it's really the end of getting the number one player in the world at those kinds of prices. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But we hit all those.
Does that make you sad a little bit?
It's sad, but all good things come to an end.
But you also took advantage of it at the perfect time.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Perfect time. Before anybody knew who she was, the entire arc of it. Still do. And then it just got better. Then the NBA title. I had the Warriors at plus 550. Lived most of my adult life in the Bay Area and very arrogantly would say to all the basketball pundits, you guys haven't learned anything yet, have you? And Steph and crew get it done. The Warriors with their fourth title in 8 years. The dynasty continues plus 550. That cashed. Then there was the matter of the NBA draft. Paolo Banchero at both 7-1 and 6-1. Now, this was an interesting arc because if you remember, there was the movement offshore that preceded the NBA draft. And only the minutes before the pick was selected did Adrian Wojnarowski,
yep,
finally realize that Paolo Banchero was going to be the number one pick, or at least got the reports. For me, it wasn't even about all that. I just made a basketball assessment. And what was so funny was how the trolls, it went two ways on it, right? Oh, Gil just got lucky. That whole basketball stuff, he just got totally lucky. And then the other people, he must have known, right? You can't have it both ways, guys. It was just a good bet. Sorry.
Good on what you and Drew, right? Drew was all over it too.
Drew was all over it too.
Good on you guys. What's funny about that is, you know, I had a bet in that market too, and I thought it was from a pure basketball standpoint too,
yeah,
on Chet Holmgren, because the way I viewed it was the complete opposite of basically the way you guys viewed it, where I was like, I'm going to take the unicorn, and you guys were like, well, I'm going to take the best basketball player.
The greatest thing about this year of hitting bets is how the haters, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After like the seventh one, he's still so lucky. College World Series, Ole Miss, 100-1. By the way, the Drew Mourning with the Banchero was one of the great moments of the show this year. Ole Miss, 100-1. Me and my college baseball peeps got together on this. We made four plays. Really in conference tournaments, figuring out who were the undervalued teams. And Ole Miss, the longest of the bunch of four, got there in a glorious run to the College World Series in Omaha.
All I remember of this College World Series is every day you were Ben Wilson cashing bets, it felt like. I was like, man, these guys are just steamrolling through this tournament.
Phenomenal. And it continued. The entire run-up to the baseball postseason, I bet the Atlanta Braves not once, not twice, not three times, but 17 different times at plus money, ranging from plus 170 all the way up to plus 350. And my conviction simply had to do with schedule, how the market never reflected in my assessment. Tie-breaking rules really didn't get that the Braves were value every single day, hit them all of those bets. Thankful for what a 2022 it has been on this show. Kelly, yours.
No, you've killed it. You've killed it, especially with a few of those, man. You were all over a few of those. Okay, going back to last NFL season, Rams, NFC, and Super Bowl tickets. Those were nice. We got early on. I wanted to include a couple of these. I don't think you didn't go all the way back to NFL. I ended up grabbing a couple of them. Titans to win AFC South.
Nice.
I know you, me, and Matt Brown were all over that heavy. So even minus 130. Fine, but that was, I know those were heavy bets for all three of us. So that getting that home was nice. Had to throw the Ravens alt under 10 wins on here because, you know, of the way they finished last season. If you remember, what was it, six straight L's or something?
They were 8-3.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. Bucks to win the Central Division minus 125. That's another one where you're like, minus 125, Kelly? Really? I'm like, well, this was my biggest bet of the season last year when it came to NBA futures. This was a midway through the season thing when they were sitting in third place behind the Cavs and Bucks, and I was like, yeah, this is still by far the best team in this division. I'm going to hammer this one. So that was a nice hit last NBA regular season. Nikola Jokic to win MVP 14-1.
You're all over that.
Cash money, that was a nice hit, yeah. Yep. And then we'll run through the golf winners.
Oh,
this was always
that.
This was a fun one to go through. Now, there's always the sad part of this too, right? The what went well, what went bad. Reminder, I had 13 tournaments. I had to count them up last night. Gil, 13 tournaments last year where I had a outright bet that finished in second place.
That's unbelievable.
Or T-second.
That's amazing.
It was painful. Tony Finau, 17-1 in the 3M Open. The only winner I had outside of a major, which was also a weird trend last year. The year before, I didn't hit a single major.
Oh, wow, that is interesting.
Last season, I hit every major except for the Open Championship, where I didn't have a bet on Cam Smith, but he locked up the one-and-done dinner for me. That's a little kissy.
Which we still have to do. We have to do that still.
I know, we got to do the dinner.
Yeah.
We got to do the dinner. So, yeah, Justin Thomas, 19-1 PGA. Fitzpatrick, 33-1 the U.S. Open. Scottie Scheffler, 20-1 to win the Masters. You were on that one, too, weren't you? Were you on Scheffler
to
win the Masters?
No, I bet Scheffler in all the wrong tournaments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then a couple of my highlight first-round leader ones I had to throw out there. Tip of the cap to Sebastian Munoz, always the first-round leader god, 85-1 at the Byron Nelson. Joaquin Neiman hit a 65-1 on him at the Genesis Invitational. And those are my cashed bets.
We're just so lucky, Kelly. Lucky over and over and over.
That's right.
These are the ones that I have in pocket that I'm pumped about. And really, I don't have that much more than these, although I do have a couple stinkers. But these are the ones that I'm pumped about. Niners, plus 1650 to win the Super Bowl, plus 705 to win the NFC again. I bet those immediately when they finally and smartly decided they were going to keep Jimmy Garoppolo this offseason. Literally bet those the next day. The Dolphins plus 575 to win the AFC East. I will be the first one to admit that if that cashes, I'm just butt lucky. Is that a phrase, butt lucky?
Sure.
Because I did that when there was the notion that Josh Allen might be out for a while.
Right.
Turns out he wasn't out at all. So we'll see if that gets there. Dolphins and the Bills. You know, that scuffle to win the AFC East. Dolphins schedule is really difficult. Micah Parsons, plus 650 to win the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I think he's minus 400 now. So super, super nice bet right there. Just sort of going against injury at this point. And then Justin Herbert, by the way, I have Justin Herbert for MVP. Not proud of that one. Let me just point that out. But he does have an outside shot still to get the NFL's lead in passing yards. But it is a long shot, plus 650. You could probably get him at around that price still.
Who leads that right now? Mahomes?
Mahomes, yeah. Okay. Pretty sure it's Mahomes. And then Pete Carroll, 10-1 to win the NFL Coach of the Year. I was talking about it when it was 20-1. I lollygagged before I got it, so I got a 10-1. Max Duggan, 100-1 to win the Heisman. Is there a path, any path? I don't know. And then Kevin Love, 150-1 to win the Sixth Man. That's a tip of the cap to Drew Dinsick. That's the one on there that didn't come from my brain. You, sir.
All right, we'll go this. Do this real quick. How about... we always talk about those dynamic win totals in season. Gil, how about over 7.5 on the Giants and the under 10? Hopefully setting up that nice middle there. Eagles to win the NFC East preseason plus 170. Looking good there. Vikings to win the NFC North plus 325 preseason. Looking good there. Vikings all to over 10 wins plus 195. Looking good there. Kevin O'Connell, Kirk Cousins, outside chances, but I'm going to put them on there. Still like those tickets. Will Levis, first overall pick. 40-1, and maybe a few NBA bets will hit on the other side.
All right. Not listed Pepperdine's 41-point loss last night.
Not listed.
Did not make that list. We'll get some more Kelly's on the other side, and we'll talk about our thoughts on today's NFL games, what bets we've made. We'll review the bets giving stuff again as well. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, on a Thanksgiving morning.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This Thanksgiving, football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on today's pro football games. And if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. And if your bet misses, You'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. We get tweets.
On Thanksgiving, Gil?
Even on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
At Beating the Book Girls, appreciate it. First of all, here's a text from Michael Montesano, who won the Booby Prize the first year of Circa. He says, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Scottie Scheffler winning the Arnold Palmer at 90-1 when he was down 9 strokes.
There you go.
He says, I'm also thankful for the entire 2022 NFL draft. Oh, yeah, we didn't even consider that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I had Stingley going number 3. It was awesome.
I didn't even think about
the NFL draft because the other stuff was so much bigger.
We always pull back the curtain here how we do this. Gillen had sent his first, so it actually made it easier for me to kind of know what to look at for myself.
Forgot all about the NFL draft. And he's also thankful for Boncaro going number 1 at whatever big plus price he was. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Elvis Toast Patterson. Young Gilly, you should have patented pre-flop, and now you refer to a half point as a hizzy. I just heard that on another podcast. You'd be a rich man. Great pod this week. Keep them F-bombs rolling. We get a little loose on the podcast. I don't know if you noticed that. By the way.
I heard you drop one yesterday.
It happens.
Downstairs working. I was like, whoa!
By the way, Plinko, Betting Truth Serum, Sprinkle. That's all from us, dude.
It's all you, man.
It's all from us. Hey, they won't give us credit, though. Let's see. This is from, Sean Guzik. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Gil. Appreciate you doing the show for all of us. Well, appreciate it, Sean, you chiming in on that as well. Kelly deserves a lot of credit for being here for not one but two shows. Trevor Warwick. Kelly, your afternoon show didn't get your Betsgiving picks in. At least it's not in the daily email. There's a lot of stuff going on with the Betsgiving stuff. Right?
So
it's not just that show.
Yeah.
We have a lot that didn't follow the rules and only put in bets for today.
There's some confusion.
Are they all disqualified? What's going on?
I don't know. I feel bad for the big bets one because there might have been some confusion between me and Amal. If we were
different people, Kelly, we would just say they're all disqualified. But, you know, if that was us who did it, you would know what they would say. Oh, disqualify him.
No. Yeah, I don't know. No. I think there's some that got in stuff for today, not for tomorrow. Everything was due last night. I'm with you. That's a read the rules sort of thing. But
it's off to a raring start.
Yeah. I will say, I think Amal was submitting for big bets, but then I'm realizing he wasn't on the email for all the deadlines.
I could totally see Parles making an issue of it. Parles going to be like, no way. They didn't get it in.
Parles taking a stand.
Teasers and parlays. Two turkey noises during the intro caches at 50-1. In seriousness, thank you guys for everything you do. It was a pleasure meeting you in August and for helping me become a better. Boncaro at 18-1 and 10-1 is his most thankful bet for 2022. Well, thank you. It's a very kind note. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It was great meeting you as well. This is from Nash at last name Nash. He says, we need crack to give us a good turkey noise live in studio. Also, over under turkey noise is set at 25. I think Isaiah's almost there, isn't he?
I feel like they've calmed down a bit, actually.
Just to follow VEASAN, this is... there we go. Thank you, Isaiah.
I knew that was coming.
Actually Isaiah doing that. This is at Just to Follow, or at RB Treff something. He says, but he goes by Just to Follow VEASAN. He goes, another great one, talking about the podcast yesterday, the Megapod. He goes, I love the interaction between you and Todd Wishnev. It's like me and my 2-year-old. I've set realistic expectations, but about 15 to 20% of interactions have a tone of, what are you not getting about how this works?
Now, Todd, let me finish.
Because we had a whole conversation, like VR and Todd got into it about betting, and it's a good conversation where VR is like, I don't watch anything, and Todd's like, oh, I feel like I miss a lot if I don't watch, which is a great betting conversation to have. I'm on Todd's side, but like, okay, after like 4 minutes of that, that's fine. Todd doesn't get the social cues of it's over, dude. We done. I love him to death, though. Peter Watry. From those of us working today and tuning into ANG, thank you, Gil and Kelly. You two make a great team. It's so fun to feel a part of it. That is very kind of you, Peter.
Yeah.
Thank you for the kind note. We are super grateful. Kelly told me I'm not allowed to use the word grateful. I have to use thankful on Thanksgiving. We are thankful
good catch.
For you to be a part of it as well. All right, today, three football games. Not allowed to use. It's not Grateful's Giving. It's Thanksgiving.
Wait. We got to peel the curtain back on that one. We had to record a promo yesterday that was supposed to run overnight.
That's right.
You know, it's a basic, hey, this is Gil Alexander from a numbers game. You know, happy holidays. You know, we, a lot of radio stations will do stuff like that. So we recorded one yesterday, and Gil replaced the word thankful for grateful. He's like, we're grateful for you, you listeners out there. I'm like, I don't think that's going to work for the Thanksgiving promo. Oh, man.
It's very, very, gives me notes.
Didn't finish my bets, man.
Oh, go to your bets. Sorry.
NBA open bets, which I forgot about these win totals, and a lot of them are, I like them so far, Gil. How about Bulls alt under 37.5? Mm-hmm. That was looking a lot better until they had back-to-back wins over the Celtics and Bucks the past two games. Kings alt over 36.5. They might hit that before Christmas. I don't think so. I don't think that's mathematically possible. But Pelicans over 44.5 wins. Hornets under 34.5 wins. Cavs, yes, to make the playoffs, made that bet as soon as the Donovan Mitchell trade was going through. Hawks to win the Southeast Division plus 170. I'd still bet it today, whatever number it is right now. Kevin Durant, 31 MVP. I just added that two nights ago. I still think that's a good bet. Tyrese Maxey, 20-1 to win most improved. You can get a longer number now because he's hurt, but yep. I still think it's a good bet to
he's
make.
He's got to play.
And what you and what the one that we all made, Kevin Love, 150-1. I checked DraftKings this morning. I believe he's at 30-1.
Kevin Love is the one bet of all of these that you and I had nothing to do with. It was
nothing
all Drew.
Yeah,
we're like,
totally.
What? He's 150. Well, he didn't even have 150-1, but we looked at it. It was 150-1 in town.
Yes.
So just on principle, we bet it.
But this is also why I love doing hardwood handicappers with JVT. I love when we have Drew on because we always talk about getting bets from people and talking to people with sports that we don't know.
Yeah.
I love talking through sports that you know, that you both know, and kind of when someone comes up with a bet that you didn't really think of, right? But you totally agree with what they're where they're going with it, and that was totally Drew Dinsick bringing that up on a numbers game. And yeah, had us thinking. Then we shopped around and was like, well, 150-1, we'll definitely take a piece of that.
We're kind of obligated at that point. Right. It's our duty to bet that. All right, so we got three games today, beginning with the Bills-Lions, obviously the Cowboys-Giants. Those are the two big spreads. And then the nightcap, the Vikings and the Patriots. Vikings favored by 2.5. As we said, no Darisaw in for the Vikings. That could be huge. But remember the point earlier about New England not really having faced good opposing quarterbacks, depending on how you feel about Kirk Cousins. It's still definitely a step up in competition. Kelly, I bet the Cowboys at -9.5 among my bets this week. So that's actually a circa millions play for me as well on the Cowboys. I really like them. I think the Giants offense just comes up empty today. And that also informs our Betsgiving.
But yeah, I think so too. So yeah, you took the Giants. I took Giants.
I took the Cowboys.
I took Giants team total under 17 is how I played that game today. And then for the Betsgiving, we played Giants under 1.5 total touchdowns for the team. So
yeah.
That is that's how we played that game. Do you have any thoughts on Bills Lions? I do think
I do not.
Me either. It's one of those. Yes. Do I expect the Bills to win? Yes. Do I expect it to be a high scoring game? Yes. But I think Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think you got to give a little credit to Gil, where this offense just looks different when he's out there, and I think the Lions could be pesky enough on offense today. You might get in backdoor range with this number or something. That this is a game I just didn't want anything to do with.
Yeah, yeah, we worry about that in the second game too. But I did bet the Cowboys -9.5 against the Giants today. No Bellinger, the tight end.
Two starting offensive linemen out.
No Josh Azito on the left guard. No John Feliciano, their center. Dorie Jackson's out. Shane Lemieux, also on the offensive line, is out. Fabian Moreau, the corner, is out. Evan Neal, out with a knee and an illness as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're just a mash unit. So I've got the Cowboys today laying the points. Even after their wonderful performance last week, where everybody says you're not as good as you were the previous week, I'm also on the Vikings, even though Darisaw's out. And then on Sunday, I bet four other games. I took the Commodes -4 points. Took the Commodes against the Falcons. Laid that. Pretty much the first time I think all year someone pointed this out to me on Twitter as well. First time this year that I've actually backed my boyhood Commodes. Not really the Commodes at that time, you understand. Also bet the Titans +3 in their game against the Bengals. I thought they should be favored. I'll take the 3. Took the Browns +3 in the hook earlier against the Buccaneers. And then I laid the 3.5 with Seattle as well.
Man, you love in the week a whole lot more than me.
Yeah, I said that on Guessing Lines. I go, I like way too many games this week.
I'm a little surprised. I've got the two today. It's a Giants team total under 17, Vikings laying the 2.5. The only other two bets I made for the week were on opening lines, and they were on the a couple unders we'll get to later in the show.
All right. Crackman's in studio on Thanksgiving. Unscripted with Crackman Bill Krakenberger. He joins us next. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.